Good morning. It's Day Page, and it's June 5th, 2013. Rex Lashford here in Studio 1A at InfoWeb Broadcast Center. One of the good things about being in Studio 1A in the morning is that we are sitting down. In Studio 1B, we perform standing up. Yeah, it's a little bit more morning-oriented here. Time for the salute to coffee this morning. And again, it's Thermos from downstairs. Everybody here this morning, including Minka and Peter, we all had street food and street coffee. Mine's in a thermos, so we'll raise the thermos high and thank the god of bean juice. Ooh, and as usual, I spilled it all over. Fortunately, there's not too much paper around this morning. That's a good thing. And we're going to take a look at the lurid and scurrilous daily news here in New York this morning. Headlines: just like weeds, suburban mom accused of running massive pot operation. Soon this won't be such a big deal. Meet the Scarsdale edition of Weeds, a divorced suburban mom busted for allegedly running a multi-million dollar pot growing operation from a Queens warehouse. And the price is way wrong. The game show contestant busted for disability fraud after spinning Big Wheel. Television host Drew Carey invited Kathy Cashwell to come on down. But the national spotlight exposed the North Carolina woman's disability compensation claims. Woman sends "I'm drunk" text before a car accident. Police said a woman had a blood alcohol level nearly twice the legal limit when she crashed into a car. This is from Attleboro, Mass. After texting a friend saying she was drunk. And she got nailed with that incriminating text, which of course was snooped by the authorities and used against her. She texted a friend about how drunk she was before getting into the car, and moments later she crashed into another vehicle and injured two victims inside. Just like mom used to make breast milk flavored lollipops, the latest taste sensation. Just like mom used to make. The candy doesn't actually contain breast milk, but it supposedly tastes like it. Forget the tastes of mother's milk? Well, now curious adults can recapture their infancy thanks to breast milk-flavored lollipops from Lollifile. Well, that sounds perverted. An Austin, Texas-based candy company. The pops were released Monday, and while kids may like them, they're really aimed at an adult market. Oh, that's weird. Okay. Judge OK's James Holmes' insanity plea in the Dark Knight Massacre. The judge in the case has accepted the not guilty by reason of insanity plea from the Aurora, Colorado theater shooting suspect James Holmes. We stop here to consider the question, is our legal system and justice system insane? All right, listen up. Our lawmakers labor under the ridiculous belief that criminals will obey laws. Just think about that for a minute, and then ask yourself what those lawmakers might be high on. Our justice system wastes valuable time wondering if mass murderers are insane. Of course they are. Anyone who doubts that must be mad themselves. The bigger question here is, why do the American people accept such ridiculous talk from so-called leaders, politicians, and judges? These people, that is, the leaders, politicians, and judges, are obviously unhinged and need to be removed from their positions. Is it possible that the American public is collectively even more disturbed than they are? Well, that's where I stop for today. That's Day Page on Radio InfoWeb. We tweet at Radio InfoWeb. We book face at facebook.com/radioinfoweb. We email radio@infoweb.net. And we record your comments and texts at 646-450-5477. And it's a Mel production. Good morning.